The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Fine Gael, we're told, are considering the biggest ever increase in the state pension of at least €20 extra a week at a cost of more than €500 million. It's part of their budget 2025 negotiations. Other things they're looking at in a pre-election giveaway include increased inheritance tax thresholds, further tax credits and extended fuel allowance payments. It's actually shameless, the stuff that they're kind of putting out there at the moment, but they're not going to make the decisions on their own. And they've had a good internal conversation over the last few days down in Tullamore. Gabia Gatavicaccia is the political correspondent for the Irish Independent. She's been down in Tullamore. Gabby, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. First off, before we get to the budget stuff, does anyone believe Simon Harris when he says the election isn't going to be in November?
Well, certainly he didn't do much to quell any of the speculation over the past 2 days. Certainly when he was asked very clearly by reporters, is it going to be this year or is it going to be 2025? He just kept insisting that it would go to full term. Now, when I speak to a lot of his colleagues in the parliamentary party, they say, look, if a government delivers its final budget, that is a government that's gone to full term. It's done it really as much as it can at that stage. So it really hasn't helped matters. I suppose he's probably trying to avoid saying one year or the other to try and give himself a little bit of leeway one way or another. But of course, they have to keep in mind that they do have to keep Fianna Fáil on side, because if Fine Gael are to come back into government, very likely they will need some sort of a coalition partner, and that probably will be in the shape of Fianna Fáil.
But if they're going to give away what they're giving away now, Fianna Fáil will get the tailwind of that as well. €20 on the pension. I mean, is that sustainable?
Well, we know that over the summer, it was what backbenchers across the coalition, both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael parties, were looking for. It would be the single biggest ever increase in the pension. There was a session on budget discussions yesterday morning in Tullamore, and there was briefing documents that were done up for TD senators, ministers and even the general election candidates for Fine Gael. Some of those documents that were pulled together by the Fine Gael policy office, they laid out a range of measures, increases to different things and how much they would cost. And it put pension increases, you know, at least in that category of €20 and pricing them up to €30 per week and how much it would cost. Obviously, €30 would be nearly €1 billion. And I don't think, you know, certainly I don't think the backbenchers are expecting that. But there have been very strong calls for that €20. You also mentioned there the inheritance tax. That's something that Fine Gael are really pushing for in this budget. They've been pushing for it for a long time. Fianna Fáil haven't been always too keen on the idea, but certainly there is money now to be spent. Fine Gael making the argument that children who inherit houses, for example, from their parents have to end up selling the houses because they have to pay inheritance tax, and that's usually a family home. Mm. So they're talking about raising the thresholds in those areas.
Yeah, but I mean, all of this is, well, I mean, it's election and headline grabbing stuff, but it's not very progressive, is it? I mean, if we're talking about a country that needs infrastructure and all this, all of this conversation is putting money in people's pockets. It's not building a single house or a single road.
It's not, but the government will tell you that, you know, we have the National Delivery Plan, we have Housing for All, and they're in charge of building the houses and building the roads. And arguably, I think voters will judge the coalition's efforts on infrastructure when they go to the polls. I mean, we've had 4 years of, you know, how many houses have been built in those 4 years? How many roads have been built in those 4 years? How many roads have been repaired? That's ultimately where the judgment comes down to. I think the budget is really for that day-to-day spending of the government. It doesn't necessarily address those long-term infrastructure needs. And ministers will tell you, well, actually, it's those long-term plans that they already have in place. The government is expected to, by the way, I should say, around budget time, to increase those housing targets from, you know, I think the average now is 33,000 a year. They are expected to go up, and the new targets will be announced around budget time. You know, Dara O'Brien, the housing minister, he's talked about having €4 billion into Housing for All. He's expected as well to probably increase that figure a little bit, because the €4 billion was for 33,000 houses on average. So he'll want a bit of extra money in his pocket to get those extra houses built. But as you know, we need workers and all those things to get the houses and all the infrastructure delivered as well.
Yeah, I mean, how much conversation was there around the windfall that the Irish state got from the European courts during the week with the Apple tax. Is there a sense of ducks and drakes going on here? Yes, we'll spend what we have in buying the election through pensions and so on. But all that infrastructure stuff, sure, we can use the Apple tax money for that, even though we pretended we didn't want it.
Well, this is it. I mean, the funny thing about the Apple money is that the government really fought very hard to not receive it. It actually spent 10 million euro fighting the legal case to not get this money.
They had to do that, though, Gabby. They had to pretend they didn't want it.
Well, of course, you know, but like the reality is that Ireland is a tax haven for multinational companies. And now we have literally proof, 14 billion euro worth of proof. The money will come in probably shortly after the general elections. It's going to take about 6 months to come in and be processed by the NTMA and by revenue commissioners. So it'll likely be an issue for the next government. But certainly my expectation is that every political party now is going to have to lay out in its manifestos, what are you going to do with this money that comes in? If you are to take office, nearly as soon as you take office, what would you do with it? Because the decisions are going to have to be made with it. I mean, the longer it sits in the exchequer, you know, the vast state coffers where the money, you know, floats around to no end, the longer the conversation is going to go on for. And realistically, there are a lot of infrastructure projects that could be delivered on. For example, the metro, for example, badly needed motorways around the country, or, you know, maybe it's building more hospitals, more schools, whatever it is. So certainly for the new government, it's going to be a big decision to make. And I think the quicker that they make it, and if they lay out their promises, you know, voters will be able to vote on that basis too.
There is something I'm going to say. It's a little obscene because I've been around long enough to remember the last crisis and the crisis before that. And this just smacks to me of a boom and bust cycle, the kind of thing that we said we were never going to do again. When we were having those budgets, those two budgets a year, and everything was being cut and filleted because we had eaten too much at the buffet and vomited all over the floor. And what are we doing now? We're back to the buffet. It doesn't sit right with me, Gabby. I don't know about you.
Well, if you look at the warnings from the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council and the Central Bank, I mean, they're saying something similar to what you are, Jonathan. They're saying, look, don't be spending too much money. We're off a period of inflation. If we put too much money into the economy, the inflation will spike again and we have to be very careful. You know, never mind the Apple money. Like, they're just saying that about government spending in budgets. So leaving the Apple money aside, you know, we've been told that's not going to be used for day-to-day funding or wage increases or anything like that. This is just with the money that we're working with every single year. So, you know, those warnings, I think, have to be taken very seriously. And that's why we have those, you know, long-term investment funds that Michael McGrath, when he was finance minister, set up. But also, you know, certainly the opposition are saying, you know, they're crying out for infrastructure. They're saying we need more housing. I don't know if it's palatable for the government to just say, well, here's 14 billion. We're just going to all put it away in a rainy day fund, you know, in the hopes that one day we can cash in on it, you know, when another recession comes around the corner. Because in fairness, like, when it comes to infrastructure, Ireland is behind. Like, for example, on the metro, which is the drum that I like to bang every now and again, you know, we're the only, you know, one of the major capital cities in Europe. We charge extortionate rents. We don't have a metro and it's very difficult to get around. And the buses are great, but the bus can only do so much. So, you know, that's something that we've promised the people of Ireland for, you know, 30 years now, if not more. And now the funds are there to do it. I think the trick is going to be to spend the money carefully over a number of years.
We're around long enough to know they're not going to spend it carefully. They're going to keep doing what they think will get them elected. That's what they're going to do.
Certainly, I'm saying this is what they should do.
But, I'm with you there.
Yeah, certainly, if we're talking about inflation and if we are to heed the advice of experts, they're telling us to be mindful with it and, you know, spend the money in installments. Look, you're very right. We're after spending 300k on a bike shelter. We've a hospital that costs, you know, more than the Burj Khalifa and the Shard in London. So, like, you know, what is going to end up happening with the money? Certainly, I would only hope that it's put to good use, but I cannot guarantee that the government will do that.
The other thing, of course, down in Tullamore, a lot of new blood around there because we had a significant number of Fine Gael TDs who I suppose, through decision and also through fear of not being re-elected, decided to go for the Hills. Now, Fine Gael's electoral prospects have picked up since Simon Harris has come in. What's the mood like amongst those newbies, the new intake of being able to hold the Fine Gael seats where they're contesting for the first time?
Well, look, I was down at the Thinking last year, which was in Limerick, and compared to this year, you do have those new faces and, to use that dreaded word, the new energy that Harris has promised to bring to Fine Gael. And in fairness, like, he has done that. The challenge for him is to sustain that and to keep it going until the next general election. And I think that's why a lot of his colleagues are saying, you know, don't be waiting until March and go sooner, because you cannot keep going and going and going without ever stopping, running on empty. The new candidates are excited. Look, they're canvassing, they've been selected, they're posing for photographs of the Taoiseach, and it's all very well for them. However, you know, we're looking at around 15 TDs, I think, at least, I've lost count at this stage, in the parliamentary party who have said that they're not going again. And that is a large number in a system particularly that favours incumbents. You know, some of those seats, really, they're gone, and it will be a challenge for those new candidates. You know, you need that name recognition. You need to be well known locally as well and to have done the constituency work. Certainly Sinn Féin are going to be very keen to cannibalise as many of those seats as they possibly can. They'll, you know, they'll try and angle at the other opposition parties too. So there's a lot riding in the next election for Fine Gael. And if they're, you know, trying to be in government next time around, they're going to have to deliver serious numbers. They've also been in government for a very long time. And certainly, you know, if I was to talk to you this time last year or even 18 months ago, I would have said many in Fine Gael expect that they would actually be on the opposition bench.
And in fact, everybody was saying a period in opposition would actually do them the world of good, having been in government so long. But they're in the weird position now where they're talked about as probably being the largest party again. Gabby, it's been a pleasure as always. Gabby Gatafiketja, who is the political correspondent with the Irish Independent down in Tullamore. Thank you for that. Interestingly, actually, yesterday, I don't know about you, I know we don't have an election date yet, but I'm seeing a lot of what I'm going to call election posters going up, advertising meetings about buses and meetings and all the other things. They're not election posters now. They just look like election posters. And Sinn Féin actually had taken out one of those digital signs, I saw it in Crumlin last night, advertising their housing policy. So they're all on a war footing. The question is when the war is going to start or not.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.